I just need to get Myla. Paige remained calm, smoothing the skirt of the off-white dress she was wearing. She was ready to leave anyway. The small house was slowly filling with guests, and she wasn't in a social mood. She only wanted to get her child, find Marlin, and leave. She went to walk by Miss Lucille when suddenly she was pushed by the woman. "God, please just get her out of my face before I swing on her," Paige began to pray. "I just want to get my child and leave, that's all. Coming here was a bad idea. Help me get my child so I can get out." "The door is that way. Get the hell out my house," Miss Lucille demanded. Paige swallowed and regained her composure, determined not to let this woman get to her. Her heart began pounding so hard she was sure she could hear it, and so could Miss Lucille. "Mom, come here," Myla called out to her. "I'm coming, baby," she yelled to Myla. "Miss Lucille, I need to get to Myla. Just let me get her, and I promise we will leave. I don't want to be here anyway." "You little bitch," Miss Lucille stepped toward her. Music began drifting in from the backyard, which was slowly filling with people. Marlin was manning the grill and acting as security, so she knew there was no way he was coming in. Paige realized that the easiest thing for her to do would be to just walk away and send Marlin in to get Myla. She turned and headed for the front door. She had almost made it when she felt the hand on her shoulder. Refusing to turn back around, she snatched away and opened the screen door. Before she could step out, Miss Lucille grabbed her by the hair and pulled her back in. She squealed, unable to get away from her grasp. "Let me go!" "Mama!" Camille yelled. Paige was relieved to see the pretty girl standing near them, holding an armload of gifts. She tossed the gifts on the sofa, rushing toward them. "What is wrong with you? Let her go."
"Go back outside, Camille. I need to have a little chat with Miss Thang here. It's been a long time coming."
Paige twisted, but Miss Lucille kept a grip on her hair, which hung to the center of her back. The more she pulled, the tighter Miss Lucille tugged, causing her to flinch. Her anger was building moment by moment, and she could feel tears stinging in her eyes.
"I'm telling you to let me go, Miss Lucille. You told me to get out, and I'm going."
"Mommy, what's going on?"
Myla's voice quivered. Paige hated the fact that her daughter had to witness the madness that was unleashing.
"Miss Lucille's ring got caught in my hair, that's all. Go tell Daddy to come here for a minute," Paige told her.
Myla went running out the door, Camille right behind her. Paige tried to reason with her attacker once again. "Miss Lucille, there are people right outside. You need to let me go so you won't cause a scene."
"This is my house. I don't give a damn about them freeloading hood rats. Don't nobody pay shit around here except me. I can cause all the scenes I want to."
She laughed in Paige's face. The alcohol smell was so strong that it burned Paige's nostrils. In her fit of amusement, Miss Lucille stumbled, her clench loosening enough to give Paige a window of opportunity to escape. She jerked away and regained herself. Miss Lucille lunged at her again, but this time Paige was prepared. She reached for Miss Lucille's throat, holding her at arm's length.
"Paige, what the hell are you doing?"
Marlin yelled.
"Get her, Marlin. Get your mama before I hurt her."
Paige's eyes remained on Miss Lucille. Marlin walked over and pulled his mother away from Paige, standing between them.
"Are you all right, Ma?"
"Yes, baby, I'm fine,"
Miss Lucille answered, rubbing her neck. Her playing the victim was no surprise to Paige. She looked at Marlin comforting his mother, making sure she was okay. Camille walked in, still confused by what was going on.
"Paige, what the hell is wrong with you?"
he turned and asked.
"Ask her. I came in to help Myla get cleaned up, and she went the hell off. I knew coming here was a bad idea."
"You damn right it was,"
Miss Lucille replied once again, stepping closer to Paige.